Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Not Just Friends: Rebuilding Trust and Recovering Your Sanity. After Infidelity is a relationship and psychology book by clinical psychologist Shirley P. Glass, written with Jean Kapak-Stahili. It focuses on one of the most difficult problems in long-term relationships, infidelity. Especially the kind that begins as an apparently harmless friendship and gradually crosses emotional and sexual boundaries. Glass draws on her clinical experience and research to explain how affairs develop, why they are often missed until trust has already been damaged, and what partners can do once betrayal has occurred. The book is both diagnostic and practical. It helps readers recognize warning signs before an affair starts. Its purpose is not only to describe betrayal, but to offer a structured path toward recovery, accountability, and clearer relationship boundaries. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how ordinary friendships can turn into emotional affairs. A central contribution of the book is its argument that infidelity rarely begins with an obvious decision to betray. Instead, it often develops through gradual emotional intimacy inside friendships that seem safe at first. Glass explains that people commonly underestimate the risk of close work relationships, private conversations, and increasing self-disclosure because the shift happens slowly. The book's value lies in showing that the danger is not only sexual contact, but the erosion of the boundary that should keep intimacy centered on the primary relationship. This makes the concept of emotional affairs especially important. Readers are asked to look at patterns such as secrecy, specialness, and the replacement of partner intimacy with outside connection. By reframing infidelity this way, the book gives couples a more realistic way to identify risk early before they mistake growing attachment for innocent friendship. Secondly, the danger zone boundaries, secrecy, and outside influences. Glass uses the idea of a danger zone to describe the conditions in which a relationship becomes vulnerable to betrayal. This includes not just the behavior of one partner, but the interaction between opportunity, weak boundaries, and outside pressures such as workplace contact or online communication. The book stresses that affairs often flourish where people normalize private emotional access, excuse hidden communication, or treat secrecy as harmless. Rather than presenting cheating as a single act, Glass shows it as a process shaped by repeated boundary violations. That process-oriented approach is important because it makes prevention possible. Readers can evaluate whether friendships have enough transparency, whether private disclosures are replacing marital openness, and whether the relationship has rules that protect commitment. This topic distinguishes the book from more moralizing infidelity guides because it treats boundaries as practical safeguards, not abstract ideals. Thirdly, why betrayal creates trauma, confusion, and a collapse of trust. The book gives serious attention to the psychological impact of discovering infidelity. Glass does not treat betrayal as only a relationship problem. She describes it as an experience that can destabilize a person's sense of reality, self-worth, and emotional safety. The betrayed partner often faces confusion because the affair contradicts the assumed meaning of the relationship and forces a re-evaluation of what was true. This helps explain why recovery after infidelity is not simply a matter of forgiveness or choosing to stay together. Trust must be rebuilt after secrecy, deception, and emotional injury have been exposed. Glass's perspective is useful because it validates the depth of the injury without reducing the betrayed partner to passivity. She shows that the aftermath involves grief, anger, vigilance, and the need for honest answers. The book, therefore, offers a psychologically grounded account of why recovery can feel disorienting and why healing requires more than reassurance. Fourthly, step-by-step rebuilding after an affair: honesty, accountability, and repair. A major strength of the book is its emphasis on recovery as a structured process, rather than a vague promise to do better. Glass outlines practical steps for couples trying to repair their relationship after infidelity, including full disclosure, ending outside contact, and re-establishing truthful communication. The unfaithful partner must take responsibility not only for the act itself, but also for the secrecy and boundary violations that made it possible. At the same time, the betrayed partner is given guidance for working through trauma without being told to minimize the damage. The book is especially helpful because it recognizes that recovery is not immediate and that trust returns only through repeated, consistent behavior. Its clinical orientation makes the repair process feel concrete. The couple must address what happened, why it happened, and how future transparency will be maintained. That makes the book unusually practical for readers who need a roadmap rather than abstract reassurance. Lastly, preventing relapse and preserving commitment in long-term relationships. Beyond crisis recovery, the book also looks at long-term prevention. Glass argues that preserving commitment requires ongoing attention to friendship boundaries, mutual transparency, and the quality of emotional connection inside the relationship. She offers tools such as quizzes and reflection points to help couples assess vulnerabilities before they become serious threats. This preventative dimension matters because it shifts the focus from disaster response to relationship maintenance. The book encourages readers to notice patterns that weaken long-term fidelity, including emotional distance, unexamined entitlement, and environments that reward private intimacy. By addressing relapse risk, Glass shows that recovery is not complete when the affair ends. The couple must also build habits that reduce the chances of repetition. This makes the book especially useful for people who want both immediate crisis guidance and a broader framework for protecting a marriage or committed partnership over time. In conclusion, Not Just Friends is best suited for readers dealing directly with infidelity, whether they are the betrayed partner, the unfaithful partner, or a couple trying to decide whether repair is possible. It is also valuable for therapists, counselors, and readers who want a serious, research-informed account of why affairs happen and why some relationships survive them. Its main benefit is practical clarity. It explains how emotional affairs develop, how betrayal damages trust, and what recovery requires in concrete terms. Compared with many books on infidelity, it stands out because it treats the problem as a process of boundary erosion rather than a sudden moral failure, and because it gives readers a structured framework for healing. The book is especially strong in its balance of diagnosis and repair. It does not only describe pain, it maps the steps needed for accountability, transparency, and long-term prevention. For anyone seeking a careful, clinically grounded guide to restoring trust after betrayal, it remains a major reference in the field. If you would like to support Shirley P. Glass, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.